Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 16, Brainwashing. 1. In order to bring about the destruction of all collective forces, except ours, we shall disable the first stage of collectivism, the universities, by re-educating them in a new direction. Their officials and professors will be prepared for their business by detailed secret programs of action, from which they will not be allowed to diverge, not by one iota. They will be appointed with particular precaution, and will be placed so as to be wholly dependent upon the government. 2. We shall exclude state law from the course of instruction, and also any material that deals with the political mechanism. These subjects will be taught to a few dozen persons, chosen for their preeminent capacities, from among those of the initiated. The universities must no longer graduate weak individuals, concocting plans for a constitution. Like a comedy or a tragedy, those people are concerning themselves with questions of policy, in which not even their own fathers ever had any power of thought. 3. When large number of persons attempt to deal with issues of administrative regulation, this creates utopian dreamers and bad subjects. You can see this for yourselves from the example of the universal education of the Goyim in this direction. We must introduce all those principles into their education, which have so brilliantly broken down their harmony, but when we are in power, we shall remove every kind of disturbing subject from the course of education, and shall turn the youth into obedient children of authority, who love the rulers being the support and hope for peace and quiet. We shall rewrite history. 4. Classicism, as with all other forms of study of ancient history, has more bad than good examples. We shall replace these with the study of the program of the future. We shall erase from the memory of men all facts of previous centuries, which are undesirable to us, and leave only those which show all the errors of the governments of the Goyim. The study of practical life. Of the obligations of maintaining order. Of the relations of people to one another. Of avoiding bad and selfish examples, which spread the infection of evil. And similar questions of an educative nature, we will bring these to the forefront of the teaching program. This program will be drawn up as a separate plan for each career path or position in life, and in this way, it generalizes the teaching. This aspect of the program has special importance. 5. Each career path or position in life must be trained within strict limits corresponding to its aim and how it fits in with day-to-day life. The occasional genius has always managed, and always will manage, to slip through into other positions in life, but it is a big mistake to let this rare occasional genius into ranks which are foreign to them. They are untalented people who take over the jobs belonging to those ranks granted by birth or employment. You know yourselves in what manner all this has ended for the Goyim who allowed this crying absurdity. 6. In order that the ruler may be firmly seated in the hearts and minds of his subjects, it is necessary, for the duration of his reign, to instruct the whole nation in the schools and on the marketplaces about the purpose of his actions and all his beneficent initiatives. 7. We shall abolish every kind of freedom of instruction. Learners of all ages have the right to assemble together with their parents, in the educational establishments, as if it were a club. During these assemblies, and on holidays, teachers will read what will pass as free lectures on social and relationship issues, of the laws of examples, and of the philosophy behind new theories, not yet declared to the world. These theories will be raised by us to the stage of a dogma of faith, like as a traditional stage towards our faith. Now that I have completed this explanation of our program of action, in the present and the future, I will read you the principles of these theories. 8. Basically, we know from many centuries of experience that people live and are guided by ideas, and that these ideas are absorbed by people only with the aid of education that has equal success for all ages of growth. But of course, by various methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate the last scintilla of independence of thought. We have been directing all thoughts towards subjects and ideas that are useful to us, and have been doing so for a long time. The system of bridling thought is already at work in the so-called system of teaching by object lessons, the purpose of which is to turn the goyim into unthinking submissive brutes, waiting for things to be presented before their eyes, in order to form an idea of them. In France, one of our best agents, Bourgeois, has already made public a new program of teaching by object lessons,